How do you look? Tell me with his back in.
Nah, he just walked through. It's fine. I don't know. That's not my job.
Any lessons learned for your guys having now gone through a game without him? I mean, do they feel like they better understand maybe how to do that?
I'm not so sure. You know, to be honest with you, it's anytime. He was a good player. I don't think it was about playing without Gordon and preparing for that mentally as much as it was just everybody individually preparing themselves. You know, that's the main thing. Certainly we miss his ball handling as much as anything. He's such a good playmaker for us. But if you don't have him, you know, I don't think you fixate on what you're missing from him as much as what you need to do.
Same defensively. I mean, I know you really like what he's done off the ball, maybe especially tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we're losing one of our best players. Yeah. You know, I mean, there's no way. I mean, you could analyze it like defense, offense, ball handling, rebounding, leadership. I mean, it just is what it is. But he may play, so, you know, we'll see. I don't think there's any part of the game where I wouldn't answer that question as we miss it.
Houston, obviously, a big challenge. Everyone talks to Moneyball where you want to shoot nothing but threes and get in the paint. They're the team that, more than anyone, kind of practice what they preach.
They embody it, you know. Obviously, they teach it. They work on it, and it works. I think it fits their personnel. They're long, so it's tough to get to shooters when they're 6'8". They've got a guy in James Harden who obviously is an MVP candidate, if not the. And I think the thing that maybe people don't think about as much with him is his ability to find those guys. You know, they create space for him to get to the rim, but he's so good passing the ball. I think that gets lost a little bit. He had 10 assists for 30 points, I think, the first time we played him. So it's pretty good. Kind of highlights how they play, doesn't it? That's 3-point shots.
They're doing reports last 2 minutes of close games. That's something you looked at all? I mean, I know you had one. I guess the Knicks game was the first one that would have come out.
The last 2 minutes with the officiating, you mean?
Report, yeah.
You know, I think the main thing for that is to have some sort of sample size that's relevant, you know. I just know I've tried to have an emphasis for our team on handling adversity, whether it be a call that you disagree with or an injury like Gordon, you know, however we fave or however we deal with adversity, to me is the main thing. Sometimes those things going against you make you better, make you stronger. Hopefully they do within a singular game. But that's not something I felt like comes naturally to younger players. You know, even learning how to talk to an official, get to the next play, you get fouled, you fall down. You know, by the time you've pled your case, they're laying it in on the other end. So I see it more as a big picture thing. And it's also, I mean, it's courageous of the league. And I think officials are to be commended. You know, they're put in a situation where they're being evaluated in a very specific, difficult way. And we're all human. So, you know, it's a tough job. I think officiating an NBA game is harder than officiating any sport, to me. Because it's constantly moving. You know, if you had a game that lacked any type of physicality, it wouldn't be a good game. And you have games that get too physical, they're not good games. And finding that balance, I think, is really, really hard, particularly at the end of the game. You know, what do you let go that, you know, may not be the best way to determine a game? And what do you need to call that could determine a game that has to be, you know, officiated hard?
Coach, you seemed pretty frustrated Tuesday night after the win. Is there anything particularly you focused on last day or two?
You know, I think for us, it just, you know, I've talked about the growth process consistently, and I was hopeful that we would come out with a little more mental focus, a little more alert, and I think that resulted in some breakdowns. You know, the flip side is after you step away from it, that's a trap game. Anytime you come off the road for a long road trip, the first game back is more difficult than, I think, any game on the road trip. You play a team that just got beat by 30 the night before, who's clearly, you know, not, you know, a team that's building, similar to how we've been at various times this year. And you're without your, you know, one of your two best players. So, I mean, it adds up to, you know, a difficult game. So, I think the other side of that is I was really happy to see us make plays. And we made some plays on the offensive end to win the game, and different guys did. You know, Rodney did. Derek Favors, you know, what did we see there? It was really pretty special what he did. So Usually the next morning I focus on that stuff more than the night out. That's why you watch the film.